What do you say? You never know what's going on with people. You never know what's going on in their hearts and in their minds. 24 years of age, just finished scoring a touchdown on Monday night, was celebrating. Seemed like the world was in the palm of his hands. And he's gone. And they talked about how he was expressing suicidal thoughts prior to that. Just let this be a lesson to all of us. You never know what's going on in other people's life. You can talk about things, you can talk about sports, you can be truthful, but when it comes to certain things, you know, there's just lines that you don't cross. Have some compassion, show some grace. Understand that a lot of people are going through things that are unimaginable. We would know nothing about. We'd never have any clue. It's just sad. Hard to put into words other than to say it's just sad. And for those of you out there who are going through things and you need somebody to talk to, just talk. Express yourself. Let it out. The one thing that I know and that I absolutely love about things that I see in this country time and time and time again, if you truly, truly, truly are somebody that needs a helping hand and you're vulnerable enough and open enough to express that vulnerability, you'd be surprised how many people would step up and try to provide assistance. So many people, one of the things that's so overwhelming for them to deal with is that they think that they are by themselves, that they are all alone, mired in darkness with no light visibly available to them at the end of the proverbial tunnel. And they succumb to that darkness, never realizing that if you just opened up and you were just open about needing help, it could be a kind word, it could be a conversation, it could be anything. You'd be surprised how many people would reach out and help you. I don't know much about all things America, but I know that. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And if I'm being totally honest with you, I've endured it because that's how miserable and low and dark my life was when I lost my mother in 2017. I felt that empty, that lifeless. But I had people that noticed and were there for me.